Yeah.
I had something I was going to say and then I forgot. I've really got to start doing Sudoku. I had something all lined up in my head and then I forgot what it was.
All right, so, Adam, I teased this pre-show and I want to go ahead and get this out of the way. Alexa has a thing called
Remember.
Akinator. Yeah, Akinator.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, and so before you do it, this is what's going to happen. So, Alexa, you can do this on your own at home, your own Amazon Alexa at home. I'm doing this on the post show because I don't want to have to censor myself on a podcast, because if you say the A word on a podcast, it immediately, like, you know, everyone's echo, like, it lights up. But this is a thing called Akinator. All you have to do is say, hey, A, play.
But you are censoring yourself. But I don't have to. When I just have to hit a button on my phone.
Okay. Play the Akinator. So this is what it's going to do. Alexa is going to try to read Adam's mind. So what I need you to do, Adam, first is pick a character. You can tell all of us because it's Alexa that's going to be guessing. So pick a character. It can be fictional, like a TV character. It can be like an actor or a cartoon.
How obscure?
Zach got, you know, she guessed one of Zach's, which is like
a... Can I do Rand Al Thor from The Wheel of Time?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you know about his physical appearance and things like that?
Yeah.
Okay. As long as you can answer questions about his, you know...
Yeah.
Okay. Then go ahead. Kick it on, Adam. Let's do the thing.
Play Akinator.
Welcome back. I can read your mind. Think of a character. I will try to guess it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Is your character real?
No.
Is your character a boy?
Yes.
Does your character have a human head?
Yes.
Is your character from a Japanese anime?
No.
I see. Has your character been in a movie?
No.
Is your character from a TV series?
Yes.
Has your character killed people?
Yes.
I see.
That's a random question.
Does your character have a sister?
No.
You had to think about that one.
Does your character live with their brother?
No.
Well, well.
Well, well.
Has your character been into space?
No.
Now I want to know who killed someone
that
went into space.
Does your character have a son?
No.
Does your character use guns?
No.
Does your character have powers?
Yes.
Ooh.
Is your character evil?
No.
Well, well.
I don't know who went into space.
Does your character know what a cell phone is?
No.
Ha.
Ha.
Is your character white-haired?
No.
Really? Is your character animated?
No.
Is your character a wizard?
Yes.
I guess that you are thinking of Merlin.
Oh!
Am I right?
No.
Oh, I don't think he was a wizard.
Do you want to continue?
Yes.
Is your character found in a novel?
Yes.
Ha. Huh. Is your character over 100 years old?
No.
Oh, that was Gandalf.
All right. Is your character the main character of the work in which he appears?
Yes.
Is your character red-haired?
Yes.
Okay. Does your character attend a school?
No.
He's not Ron Weasley.
Does your character throw fireballs?
Yes.
Does your character live with a sibling?
No.
She really wants to know that.
Was your character reincarnated?
Yes.
Does your character ride horses?
Yes.
Does your character have pointed ears?
No.
I guess that you are thinking of Rand Al Thor.
There you go.
Am I right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I guess right. Do you want to play again?
Oh, that's, no. That's ADR.
Thanks for playing.
There you go. Zach did some obscure anime character and it got it. And I tried to do Pluto and she couldn't figure out who Pluto was.
That's pretty good though. Second guess, she got Randall Thor. I think that's pretty good.
I just want to know. I want to know who the character that's killed someone and has gone into space is.
Did you say you watched a few episodes of The Wheel of Time and then
I watched up? I watched all of the episodes of Wheel of Time. That is like the densest television ever watched. I have no. If you ask me what's going on in The Wheel of Time, this is what I know. There's some magic women.
Yes.
And the one magic woman has gotten four kids.
Yeah.
And is trying to take them to the White Tower. But the White Tower doesn't want her to take the four because they're trying to find like the one, the reincarnated Messiah or whatever. And but the White Tower doesn't want to because of politics and reasons. And then she leaves with them and
he needs to go to the Eye of the World because then, they think that's gonna be.
Then they walk through the Briar Patch and I'm confused after that. Because I feel like in episode 7 or episode 8 even, she was just like, we have to go through the Blight. And I'm like, what the fuck is the Blight? You haven't told me anything about the Blight. Why is there Blight? What is it coming from? Where is it?
Well, they only got 8 episodes. And this is a 1,000 word. They're trying to get a 1,000 word novel into 8 episodes. And then it's a 14 book series that has all this. Yeah, so. But I'm excited for season 2. Oh, and guess what?
What?
They just renewed it for a season 3.
Well, there you go.
Or greenlit it for a season 3.
I hope that I get some more context to all of it. Now, I'm judging it against the Expanse, which the Expanse did a great job of translating novels to the screen.
This is a fantasy series, and so right there
I feel like they needed out. I mean, the Expanse didn't just do 8 shows except for the last season, but it's like I feel like this whole 8 episode bullshit needs to stop. If you're going to tell me a complicated story, then I need more than 8 episodes.
Didn't they give this new Lord of the Rings thing, doesn't it also only have 8 episodes?
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's their way of skimming more money off the top. It's like, well, the budget is $20 million. And I'm like, well, we're only going to make 8 episodes then so that we can spend,
Aren't they spending the most ever per episode for any TV show on this Lord of the Rings thing?
Well, that's how they can do it. They just shorten the number of episodes and raise the amount of money. It's like, come on, give me context. I have nowhere to be.
I'm rereading them.
I am trying to, watch the Gilmore Girls. I almost said rewatch the Gilmore Girls, but I never actually watched it the first time around. So I'm trying to watch the Gilmore Girls. I'm up to season 4, almost at the end of season 4. Don't spoil it for me.
I haven't seen Gilmore Girls, so.
I mean, each season, there's like 7 seasons and each one has like 22 episodes. So I was like, I'm nowhere near the end. But it's like nowadays, he's like, here's this new series from Amazon. It's got 4 episodes or 5 episodes. Yeah. It's just like, come on.
It's kind of like in the UK. I don't know if you guys know this, but I used to live in the UK. And
I did not know that.
Most of their TV series only have like 6 episodes or something.
It's just wrong, Adam.
And then sometimes they'll do a season and then be like, we'll get to another season at some point.
Here's the thing. In an era where we arguably have the biggest glut of content, like really good content available to us, right? Think of just 10 years ago, what was available for you to sit down and watch on your television, and then think about what we can do today. Like you can sit down at your TV today and you can literally watch anything, right? From history, and all of these original series that are just have, they're so well done. Foundation was so well done. The Expanse was so well done. You know, all of these, and Ozark.
Is Foundation the Isaac Asimov one?
That's
I thought that got bad reviews.
No, it was great.
I wanted to watch it, but I thought, I mean, I want to watch it, but I thought it got bad reviews.
Yeah, it's on Apple Plus. Watch it. It's good.
Oh, I'm gonna.
Also watch Ted Lasso, which is amazing.
Oh, we've seen, we're completely caught up.
But here's the thing. It's like, so we have this great content, and at the same time, we're like shortening the amount of the time of the stories. Like, think about this. If you found a storyteller that you really, really liked, right, you would sit there and listen to them for hours, right? Like an audiobook of someone that's reading it that's really, really good. It's like, that's way more enjoyable than an audiobook that's just told by someone. So that's how I view like the content out there. It's like, if you've got a great story, then I don't want you to wrap it up in 8 seconds. Come on, string me on. Give me more. I want to know more. I want to know, you know, who the birds are on your planet. All that stuff. But then at the same time, you know, if it's a bad show.
Well, then just don't watch it.
Then nobody wants to know.
I mean,
anything about
then
it.
No episodes.
Like The Circle.
The Circle? I like The Circle.
I knew you'd. I was razzing you.
I
was razzing you because I knew you liked The Circle.
And your hatred of The Circle.
I don't like formulaic. Like blatantly formulaic. Here's the thing. Survivor has been on for 42 seasons.
Oh my God. Here we go. But I like Survivor, but we have to go on and on about Survivor.
But it changes every year. It's never formulaic. It's never like, oh, this is the part where they do the thing. And this is the trope that they're going to do here. It's always fresh.
Come on in.
Yeah. All right. So catchphrases and stuff. Sure. But those aren't the things I'm talking about. I'm talking about the, on those Circle shows or any of those dating shows, it's all just like, we're all building up. We're building up to tell you that Bobby's going to kiss Sarah. But is Todrick Hall actually naked on Big Brother Celebrity Big Brother?
I mean, not so far on the... is he generally naked in things that he does?
No. I'm just saying, I would like to see Todrick Hall naked.
Well, if you have Paramount Plus, there are
I do
behind the scenes, you know, as with every Big Brother season. So I don't know what you might see there, but he has not been naked on the.
Oh, there we go. I just Googled Todrick Hall naked, and that gave me pictures.
Oh, of him naked?
I mean, there's no dick pics, but yeah, his butt pics and stuff. Yeah.
We saw a nice butt today. We're watching, which you don't have yet. So, but I guess you are going to watch it when you get it. We're watching Peacemaker.
Oh yeah. I've heard good things about Peacemaker. Yeah.
And, one of the characters showed his butt in tonight's episode and this week's episode. It was a nice butt. He was peeing and apparently he's a pull your pants all the way down peer. Just for a gratuitous butt shot, though, you know?
I feel like there's a video that Todrick Hall did called Rain and Fellas in which he was naked.
Hmm. Well, I thought I was going to like Todrick Hall.
I know. You know what, Adam? Here's the thing. Carson Kressley seems insufferable. It's like, if I was around Carson Kressley, I wouldn't want to align with him.
No, it's not because he's insufferable. They're like... Oh, he's a big threat. We've got to get him out. You know,
and he's a big threat. We want to give him out is a code name for he's insufferable, but I don't want to come out and say that because that's rude.
Chris Kattan has not aged well.
I don't know. What was Chris Kattan in? What was he?
Saturday Night Live.
Never watched Saturday Night Live with Chris Kattan.
He was a big famous like Saturday Night Live person, but he doesn't even want to be on the show. The last eviction they had, he said, you guys should vote me out and let what's-her-name stay because she wants to be here.
I don't know who what's-her-name is.
And they didn't vote her out. They didn't vote him out. They voted her out. Mariah whatever. Right. She's an ice skater.
Because I don't give a shit, I'm going to Google who got evicted tonight. I won't tell you. Don't worry. I'm not going to tell
you. I'm sure it's Carson. Don't anybody tell me because I don't know. Like we don't have cable, so I have to watch it.
Brother eviction
the next day
tonight. One house guest willingly leaves while another gets, eliminated.
Okay. Oh, they had two people leave? Chris, then if somebody willingly left, Chris Kattan left. I don't care.
Two sides of the house at odds. That's how Julie Chin Moonves kicked off Friday's episode of Celebrity Big Brother. As season three is in full gear, the celebrities are scheming, strategizing, and making alliances. But before the stars said bye, bye, bye to one celeb, one decided to willingly leave.
And they still eliminated somebody? Why didn't they just have a
So who's on the block? It's Carson and whom?
Carson and Cynthia.
But this makes it sound like somebody from NSYNC left. Isn't someone from...
No, I guarantee you the guy from NSYNC. There is a guy from NSYNC, Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yeah. Then why would it say before the stars said bye, bye, bye to one celeb?
Just because they have a house guest that's NSYNC. I just had deja vu, like the biggest deja vu. I don't know why.
Was Misha the head of household?
Yeah, Misha was the head of household.
Okay. I'm reading here.
This whole conversation has happened before in a parallel universe.
Oh, you know what? All this is they're just telling you that Chris Kattan left.
I mean, okay, that's a spoiler for me, but it's not a surprise because it, literally in the last episode, he tried to get them to vote him out. And he didn't seem like he wanted to be there.
Yeah. And then they went ahead and did the eviction.
So they did the eviction as well. Yeah. Probably Carson got, but don't tell me, don't anybody say, don't give me a look, Daniel. I don't want to know. But it's probably Carson. I'm going to be pissed. But it probably was.
Wait. So what?
I don't know, because they had a power of veto, so there is always the possibility that Carson could have won and taken himself off.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you one way or the other.
Because they would have done the power of veto and the elimination in tonight's episode.
I have no idea, Adam. I mean, I do. I now know what's going on, but I'm not going to tell you. So.
Okay, good.
I'm not going to let you know one way or the other, because that might give me an ulcer, which, by the way, was today's Wordle. If you're not on the East Coast, then it's not
passing. Yeah, why are you telling people?
Well, if you're on the East Coast, then it's time for your new Wordle.
All you California folks, hope you already did your Wordle.
Wait. Is it? Oh, okay. Wow, the New York Times. It's like I tried to refresh the webpage and it didn't clear out my results from yesterday's Word. All right. Let's see. Did it keep my options? Yeah. I'm in.
It's gone to shit already, Daniel.
I know. Oh my God. It's horrible. All right. I'm going to try my Wordle here today, Adam. I should.
Well, I won't have a new one yet either.
All right. I'm going to stop. I'll wait until you get a new one and then we can do it together. As is our want, Adam. It's our weekly competition. So here's the thing. Next week, I might go camping. I haven't decided.
Okay.
Yet. Let me make that decision.
So you're saying we might not have a show?
Yeah, we might not have a show next week. Let me just check this real quick. Let me go to weather.com. It was all just like, I didn't know if it was going to be shitty weather, and I don't know if this campground has any availability, because I figured I was going to go to the closer campground, the one that's just an hour away, and they have like no availability like this week or next week. So let's see. So let me see what it is. That's February 18th. Oh yeah, Friday it's going to be 87. Saturday, it's going to be 83, and Sunday, 76. So, yeah, hell yeah. I'll do that. That means I can go to the pool, go swimming.
Oh, because we all know you love the pool.
I don't know why you think I don't like the pool. I don't know what gave you that idea, other than Vegas.
Have you ever swam at a gay campground?
Yes.
Because you have told me before that you do not go to the pool, because you don't.
I'm trying to work on my self-confidence, and yes, I've been going to.
Oh, well, that wasn't that. Look, they even have the ship. I mean, they have the ship class, not the actual ship, but they have the ship that I could possibly be on in Europe on the front page of Royal Caribbean right now. It's a sign.
It's the Wonder.
This is the Symphony of the Seas, but it's the same.
Hey, you know what? We keep forgetting to say thank you to the chat room for being with us. But yeah, thank you, chat room. We do appreciate all of you being here. I know Gary was here earlier, but we got Auntie Scott, Kathy Marshall, Cyclone, Lamont Cranston, Lurger Rick, Archie Cruiser. I think earlier we had Travi and some other friends. Anyway, thanks everyone for being. We do appreciate it. I know that we used to like call them out in the middle of the show.
We may again.
And I just forget. Honestly, there's like nothing other than the fact that I just forget to do it. So
really quickly.
Yes.
I just want to tell you guys, we now have 105 days to go before our Alaska cruise, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me do it. Love. 2, 3.
Exciting and new. Come aboard.
Oh, God damn it.
We're expecting you. The love.
I don't know the second verse.
Life's sweetest reward.
Because I just always watch the TV show and went right into it. I'm getting ready, though. I'm getting ready. I'm winding up for the big chorus here, Adam. You ready?
1, 2, 3. The love boat. Soon we'll be making another run. The love boat.
Isaac Guns.
Promises something for everyone.
Set a course for adventure.
I gave up after that.
Compared to the ships that we're going to be on,
mm-hmm.
or the ship that we're going to be on, and then the one I'm probably going to be on in Europe, because we all know I'm a size queen.
Yes.
Not really, but I mean, really. The love boat looks tiny.
Oh, God.
It's
a little, yeah, the original.
It's a little ferry or something.
It was. When we were on, I don't remember, the one Carnival cruise that we ever went on. No. I'm sorry. It was a Princess cruise. When we were on the Grand Princess. On Princess Cruise Lines, there was a thing in our cabin that said that our two deck 24-hour buffet, whatever they call it on Princess, had more square footage than the original Pacific Princess Love Boat. it was like our two decks of food buffet on the Grand Princess were bigger than the Pacific Princess as a ship as a whole. So
here's a guess the 80s TV theme song on YouTube.
I could do that. I could win that. Like nothing. I'll bet any amount of money.
Well, let's see. Let's see how many of these you can get. It's kind of long though, but we'll do a few.
Oh, you can skip once I get it. You can just skip to the next one. Is it indexed? That's Growing Pains.
It is, yeah. Although, you know what it doesn't say?
Well, it's probably written on the screen. It's probably the video
it's
from
not.
The show. Oh. All right.
Oh,
well then,
it's good.
Is it indexed? Can you just jump to the next one?
No, it's not indexed. It is Growing Pains, but it's going to take a long time and it's going to tell me. But yeah, I knew that was Growing Pains. Okay, here's the next one.
Wouldn't you like to get
Cheers.
Away?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
I believe that's Cheers, Adam.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Do, 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 do. Well, then don't do
and
it.
The answer is Cheers. Well, let's do one more.
One more.
Here we go.
Golden Girls. All right, just skip forward like 30 seconds.
YouTube doesn't let you...
Don't they have the skip forward 10 and just click on it three times?
They don't. Not on my phone. But hold on. Let me go. Okay, here we go.
Oh, this is Family Ties, right?
Yep, Family Ties. Sha-na-na-na.
Sha-la-la-la. Oh, this is Married with Children.
That's correct. Let's
and
see.
Carriage. This I'll tell you, brother. Oh, Cosby Show.
I believe that is correct. Oh, let's see.
Oh, Lurker Rick came back to the chat room. Hi, Lurker Rick. You were here earlier. Oh, Mork and Mindy.
You know what? I never watched that show. But let's see. Yep. The wife on Mork and Mindy married somebody famous. Oh, the NCIS guy, I think.
This is Taxi.
It's what?
Taxi? Wait, hold on. Yeah, isn't this Taxi?
I never watched Taxi. So, but yeah, you're right.
I thought you had the answer, and I thought it was wrong. I was scared there for a second. Oh, this is Silver Spoons, Adam. It's Different Strokes. I mean, it's literally in the opening.
Let's see.
The Facts of Life. Yeah. Ooh.
It takes a lot to get them right.
Perfect Strangers?
Yeah, that's correct. Balky Baltakamus?
Oh, this is the Fall guy. No, Dukes of Hazzard. Oh, yeah. Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard, yeah.
That was Waylon Jennings that sang that.
And I already stoned and had trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Yeah, I wonder what that one is. It's the Isaac show.
Didn't he become a, I mean, not him, but let's see if you know this one. I know my parents
loved me. Different World?
Yeah, that's right. I know not that sure.
Hold on. It's going to build up to something here. Is this Falcon Crest?
I never watched that. I watched Knott's Landing. Oh, what is this? I know this. Oh my god. What is it? Oh, it is Knott's Landing.
Oh, I never watched Knott's Landing.
I recognize the song, but I... Hoping to find we're two
of a kind. Make it a goal. A Silver Spoons. Make it grow together. We're gonna find our way. Together. Yes, Silver Spoons.
It doesn't tell me until, and I wasn't sure.
The A-Team.
Oh, yeah.
There was one episode of Silver Spoons when Ricky Schroeder, like, had no shirt on. And I remember as a child really, really liking that episode. Three's Company? Wait. Yeah, Three's Company.
I believe so. Or wait, hold on, look.
Oh, Too Close for Comfort. Yeah, it's too close for comfort. Yeah.
Yeah. I liked that show. He was he had a puppet.
Yes,
a moose
he did.
Puppet.
This is Miami Vice.
I didn't watch Miami Vice.
Yeah, but you knew the theme song to it because they played it on the radio. Cyclone says that the puppet's name was Crazy Cow.
Oh, yeah, it was a cow. Was he a cartoonist?
Yes.
What was he?
He was. Dallas.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, wait. Cosmic Cow does seem more likely because he had silver space suit on, right? No, he had Monroe was the homosexual who got raped. Remember that? There was like that one episode of Too Close for Comfort where Monroe had gotten raped by a woman.
I don't recognize this one.
This winds up though. WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Howard Hessman just died last week.
I'm living on the air in Cincinnati.
Knight Rider.
Michael Knight. I don't remember what it was.
A man, a mission. He has a really cool car. Listen to it. You know what? I tried to play the opening to Knight Rider. Let me find it on YouTube. This man that does the voiceover, his gain on his microphone is so fucking high. You can like hear him. Hill Street Blues. All right. Do you wanna pause yours for a second?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Listen to this. This is the. But this is the original opening to Knight Rider. I want you to pay special attention to the narration and how high his fucking gain is, because you hear every breath he takes. You ready?
Knight Rider, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist.
Is there more?
Michael Knight. Crusade to champion the cause of the innocent, the helpless, the powerless, in a world of criminals who operate above the law.
Do you not hear it? Do you hear it?
I hear it, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, Knight Rider.
The S's are very pronounced as well. But it's like maybe someone, they were going for that, though.
I think someone who has like my vocal range, and they're like trying to like talk really low.
Michael Knight.
Let's see. We only have like one or two more on this, so might as well.
Oh, Kate Nally.
Oh, I didn't watch this either, so I don't know. No, this isn't Kate now.
Oh, this is Cagney Lyson. Cagney Lyson.
Nope.
Oh, L.A. Law.
But it is a detective show or some sort of... it's L.A. Law. Yeah. No, I would know Cagney and Lacey. It's da-da-dum-bum-ba-da-da.
Any given 80 shows, I have...
Oh my god, what is this? This is shit.
I think I watched it.
I know it. I've watched it. Oh, MacGyver.
I never watched MacGyver.
MacGyver. I used to watch that all the time.
Oh.
Is this Benson?
Do do do. No, Newhart? Do
do do. Oh, maybe. Do, 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 do. Oh yeah, maybe this is Newhart. Do, yeah.
Do, 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 do. No, not Knight Rider, RT Cruiser.
Yeah, it's Newhart. Yeah. Can I do this? That's the last one.
Hold on, I have to do a thing here. Like...
Knight Rider.
Wow, you're amusing yourself. You're very loud. You're very gainy.
I know. I turned the gain all the way up. Okay, wait.
Knight Rider.
You. I'm glad you're so. You come in quite often distorted on this side. And with the gain up, it's even worse.
I amuse myself. I'm sorry. Adam, you know what? There's the Florida State Fair is going on right here near my house. Okay. And there were some, let me Google this real quick. There were some new food items. You know, every year they print little things about all the new, you know, food that you can get at the fair. So these are the new selections that we
like
have.
Like the fried Oreos and such.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So this is what's new at the Tampa State Fair. And this is what I need to know from you, Adam. Do I want to go to the fair or not? Because the only reason I would go to the fair is for the food.
I mean, other than COVID, don't you always want to go to the fair?
I don't know. I don't like the carnival rides. I don't like that. No. You know, I don't like the midway or whatever because it stinks like diesel and stuff. No, I just go for the food. Here's what we got coming up new at the fair this year: bacon caramel apples, a crisp Granny Smith apple covered with rich house-made caramel rolled in real bacon bits.
No, I'm not a fan of apples. Generally, and also bacon bits an apple.
I love apples. I love caramel. I love bacon, but I feel like I could do this at home. Like I could take an apple and dip it in salted caramel and then roll it in bacon. This one, oh, I'm very interested in. I'll see if you're interested in it. A Big Mac pizza.
Okay. So here's the thing. I hate. Oh, that's McDonald's. Yeah. I'm interested in that.
It's a special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and sesame seeds with beef. Big Mac pizza. I am absolutely interested in trying a Big Mac pizza. I love Big Macs.
Although you want to know something, I have never eaten a Big Mac.
I love Big Macs.
I've never even had a bite of a Big Mac.
If I wasn't high right now, I would drive, because it's now officially after midnight, it's on my cheat day, I would drive down to McDonald's and get a fucking Big Mac.
I always get the same thing at McDonald's. Well, okay, I have two different orders. But normally, my whole life, I would get the two cheeseburger meal.
Yeah. I know. Yes, you told us this.
That's it. You know?
Yep.
Never a Big Mac. Never a nugget. I've had a nugget, but I've never ordered nuggets. Not that I know of.
They're called boneless chicken wings, Baron Frosty. All right, here's another one. Caramel apple cinnamon roll. Now, this one did sound very promising. This is a original award-winning cinnamon roll recipe topped with warm cinnamon apple pie topping and then drizzled with warm caramel to perfection and white frosting.
I mean, I would eat that, but again, I'm not a huge apple fan, but the cinnamon roll part makes it worth it. And if I hated the apples, I could scrape them off.
Cookie dough explosion. Now, Zach was interested in this one. I was not. This is a sundae that starts with a freshly baked chocolate chip cookie, which is topped with creamy salted caramel gelato, two huge scoops of cookie dough, all covered with hot fudge, caramel sauce, and whipped cream. Last but not least, Oreos on top.
You lost me at cookie dough. I do not like raw cookie dough.
I don't like chocolate, so...
I don't. Baked cookies? Great. Mm-hmm. Raw cookie dough? No.
How about this? A cookies and cream funnel cake. This is red velvet cookies and cream funnel cake with a fudge drizzle.
I would eat it, but I wouldn't choose it. Like if it was on a menu, because funnel cakes are too sweet.
Okay.
For me. But
I mean, this is a red velvet funnel cake, so it's not the... Anyway, it's fine. I've always found funnel cakes to be kind of neutral. It's the powdered sugar they put on top of them.
Well, that makes it... I mean, it's like you're eating sugar.
Right, but on this one, instead of putting the powdered sugar on top of it, they're putting cookies and cream, what I'm saying? Like a cream sauce.
Here's the other problem with funnel cakes.
What?
If they're not done right, they can taste very greasy.
Yes, okay. Next item is the deep fried banana pudding. Now, this one was the one that interested me the most because I was like, oh my God, yes. Yes, hell yes. Deep fried banana pudding? Sign me up. But then when I read what it is, I'm like, I could just do that at home. It's donut holes topped with banana pudding and whipped cream and a caramel drizzle. It's like, I can do that. I can go buy some donut holes.
It's not really deep fried banana pudding.
I know. It's the donut holes that are deep. Yeah, it's the donut holes that are deep fried. And it's like, I can go get some banana pudding and put it on top of some donut holes.
They're phoning it in for that one.
I got caramel. The deep fried fruit kebabs.
No, I'm just not a big, huge fruit person.
Okay. How about a donut dog? This is a homemade Long John donut, fresh grilled all beef hot dog, applewood bacon, and drizzled with icing.
Yes, I would eat that. That okay. sounds sweet and savory. Yeah, yeah I yeah. would.
Donut. I would. I also would eat that. Yes, I would like that. All right, this one I'm iffy on. A funnel cake taco.
Yeah, I'd probably try it, but it sounds less, because again, I'm not a huge funnel cake fan, but I would eat it. Yeah.
It is a taco shell dipped in a buffalo batter funnel cake mix, fried, and then filled with buffalo chicken dip, topped with lettuce, cheddar cheese, ranch, and Cool Ranch Dorito crumbles.
Well, at least there's no blue cheese. I'm like, okay.
Well, it's not chicken wings. It's a taco. All right. Garlic Parmesan chicken quesadilla.
Yeah.
It's a 12-inch.
I don't normally order a quesadilla, but I would.
Okay. A 12-inch quesadilla loaded with our garlic Parmesan chicken, melted cheese sprinkled inside, and then folded, grilled, and topped with our garlic sauce and Parmesan cheese. Yeah, that sounds good.
I find that generally these fair foods, you know, you'll see all these YouTube videos and all these people like, oh my God, you got to go get the food at the blah, blah, blah state fair. I find it's all very not great.
There's at least three things that I've said so far that I absolutely am contemplating, seriously contemplating paying, you know, the $10 parking, walking up, you know, just the Big Mac pizza, the caramel apple cinnamon roll, and the, what was it? The donut dog. Have me, you know, I could do that. And the funnel cake taco. I'm actually interested in that. But the next item, Adam, is the hog trough. This is a baked potato covered with pulled pork, baked beans, cheese, and coleslaw.
That doesn't sound bad, but I probably wouldn't order that at a state fair because that you can get that anywhere.
I know. You can just order barbecue and just put it on a baked potato.
It's so big. There's actually have you ever heard of McAllister's?
Yes.
Deli?
Yes.
They sell baked potatoes with all kinds of toppings on them, and have one that has pulled pork on it, as far as I know.
They have them at Disney, too. Here's the next item, Adam, a loaded fried pickle nachos. Now, I know you hate nachos. See. I know you hate nachos because the chips get soggy, but this is deep fried pickle chips loaded with cheese, bacon, chili, and jalapenos and ranch dressing.
Gosh, it's a tough one because I love fried pickles. Mm-hmm. Love fried pickles. Love everything else on there, in fact.
Cheese, bacon, chili, jalapenos, and ranch.
I would probably do it. Yeah, I probably would.
I feel like this really one I'm not even going to mention because they just phoned it in.
Oh, but question about fried pickles before you go on.
Yes.
Do you like fried pickles, first of all?
I have had fried pickles that I like, and then I have had other fried pickles that for some reason were so salty that I couldn't eat them. They were like literally eating a salt lick, and I didn't care for those. But just the first time that I ever had fried pickles, because I love pickles, and the first time I ever had fried pickles, I liked it.
So second question would be, have you had both a spear and a chip?
No, I've only had the chips.
Okay. I do not know why they make fried pickle spears. They are disgusting.
Oh.
It always needs to be a chip. Do not order them if they're pickle spears.
Do not. Buyer beware.
Not good.
Your tip for your whatever state fair you live in, when the fair comes around.
Chip only.
Chip only.
Dill pickle chip.
My advice is go for the apple fries because they're delicious. Okay, this is new. A pineapple stir-fried rice bowl. Now, this is a rice bowl with your choice of steak, chicken, or shrimp. A stir-fried rice bowl with steak, chicken, but it's served inside of a hollowed-out pineapple.
No.
Okay. Poutine sundae. This is fresh-cut fries topped with fresh cheese curds covered in gravy. But it's served in a cup. That's why they're calling it a sundae, just because it's served. It's basically just poutine. No. It's poutine, Adam. You don't like poutine?
I've never had poutine, but I'll tell you this.
We are going to be in Canada together, Adam. We are getting poutine.
Okay, but here's my thing.
Yeah.
Gravy on a French fry is kind of the same thing about nachos with me.
Oh, but Adam,
I do not like steak fries. I don't like fries that are soggy, mushy, whatever. I need a crispy fry on the outside.
I get it. I get where you're coming from, buddy.
I feel like the gravy is going to sog them out.
We're going to be in.
Y'all try it.
We're going to be in Canada. Opposed. Yeah, we're going to be in Canada. We're required, I think, by law to have poutine.
Last time Mark and I were in Canada, we were going to get poutine and we couldn't find the perfect. We wanted like the perfect. We didn't want to just order it anywhere. We wanted like, what is the best poutine? And then we ended up running out of time. So.
Well, then we should research that before we get there. And then finally, Adam, this is the final food item. I can hear everyone going, oh, thank God. Twisted s'mores. This is ribbon chips with a chocolate and marshmallow drizzle topped with a graham cracker sprinkles.
I mean, what's a ribbon chip?
I think it's like one of those potato chips, but they're all connected. You know what I'm saying? Like they took the potato and they spiral cut it, but then they deep fried the whole thing.
If it's potato, I would be more likely to try it because, again, yeah, it is potato. Savory.
Yeah, it is potato.
Yeah, I mean, I would try that. One time when I lived in Dallas, one time Maddie and I went with some friends to the Texas State Fair and tried all of the various.
Yeah.
We just went around to the various food stalls. So, and tried.
Do you think I should go tomorrow or do you think I should not go?
Well, I say, why not? It's something to do.
Because it's crowds of fucking people. And it's just like...
but it's outside.
But it's Florida. It's not about COVID. I've been vaccinated. I just got my booster shot the other day. And I've actually had COVID. I am so immune to this, Adam. I feel like if I went to the...
somebody with COVID?
If I went to the fair tomorrow... I should be charging people for me to breathe on them. There are so many antibodies in my body right now that I am like a walking cure for COVID. Like I could just breathe on people and immunize them for COVID. That's how much fucking antibodies. I think it is, Adam. That's how many antibodies I have in my body right now.
I know you've heard this already, but I'm going to tell you again. The trumpet player that I sit next to at church has had COVID twice now.
Yes. Or he just told you twice and it was the same illness.
No, because he had it way back in like November or something. Okay. And then it's not. But yeah. And so it's possible to have it twice. So just because you've had it doesn't mean, you know, free pass for the rest of, you know, eternity.
I didn't say for the rest of eternity. I'm just saying for the next couple of weeks, literally my breath is an inoculation against COVID. They should just bring, that sounds horrible, but they should just bring children near me. I can just breathe on them instead of doing the Pfizer vaccine for the 5-year-olds. No, just run them past me. I just breathe on them. Run your newborns past me and they'll be immunized for COVID. That's how it
works. Cyclone says he thinks the trumpet player was just flirting with me. Why would telling me that you just had COVID be flirting? What about that is I want to kiss you now. Let's go in the bathroom and have some fun, Mr. COVID.
Kiss me with your COVID lips.
I was like, hey, how you feeling?
I feel like there was something I did.
You good?
Something I did this week that I was going to talk about on this show and I didn't talk about it. Like there was an email that I was like, oh yeah, I'll keep this email because I want to talk about it on the show.
I don't know.
It was probably a tweet. There was you know what? Tim in Alaska. I don't know where he contacted me. Tim in Alaska said this. Let's see. This is my Twitter. Let me go to private messages. Nope. Not a private message. Where did I see that Tim in Alaska thing? Was it on Facebook?
He's mostly on Facebook. Right. And in fact, that's the only... I don't ever see things from Tim in Alaska because I don't look at Facebook. And so Mark has to relay messages when Tim says something on Facebook.
Maybe it was on Discord. I don't know. It came up in a notification. But the point is that Tim in Alaska said that we are the first podcast that he listens to when we put out a new episode. And he listens to every single level 13. Like any audio that we record, Tim listens to and he loves it all. So I want to say thank you, Tim. That's sweet.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. You know, I was just going to say, tonight's level 13.
Ah, got it. It's in Messenger. Hello, Daniel. Go ahead.
Tonight's level 13 is more like a show because we've literally had three segments. We had a guess that 80s TV theme song. We had a food, fair food, and would you eat it or not? And we had something else that I can't remember now.
Yeah.
All of those would have been show segments, and we just, you know, did just it for the level
13. Oh, we did that. We did the Alexa thing.
Yeah, the Echo thing.
There you go. Hello, Daniel, reporting in. You and Adam are among my most favoritist podcast voices to listen to. I'll listen to every minute of audio you boys post. Hugs. Thanks for the pre and post show. So thank you, Tim in Alaska. I was just listening to our post show the other day where we learned that Tim in Alaska, I can't say this because I don't want to, but he said it in the shower. Anyway, that we found out that Tim has Parkinson's. So,
yeah, I know. That was, I mean, sad. I mean, now Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's.
Yes.
And he still acts. So, I mean.
Oh, yeah. It's it attacks your muscles and it's a long tail disease. It's not like you.
So what that means is I expect to see Tim in Alaska acting anytime now.
Yeah. Just like Michael J. Fox. The one of the weird things that happened today, because, you know, as I told you, it was the anniversary of my mom's death. And just out of the blue this morning, I got a message from my second cousin who I haven't seen in 40 something years. And it was on LinkedIn, and he was just like, "Hey, are you Lynn and Hal Brewer's son?" Right? They're like trying to make sure that I'm the right Daniel Brewer. And I was like, "Oh, yeah, I am." And you know, I'm never on LinkedIn. Here's my email. And so he emailed me today. My second cousin, like out of the blue, like said, like, "Hey, I haven't, you know, seen you since we were kids up in Mississippi, and you know, just wanted to check in and say hi and." If you're ever in the Bay Area, like swing by and, you know, visit or whatever. So I just thought that was weird. Like just that was coinkydental, Adam.
He lives in the Bay Area. Maybe he's gay.
No, he's married and has kids.
Oh, okay.
Knowledge.
Not to imply that everyone in the Bay Area is
gay. No. But to my knowledge, the only other relatives of mine that are gay, I had a gay cousin, my uncle's son, David, who was much older than me. He was probably, you know, 10, 15 years older than me. He died of AIDS, like, I don't know, 5 or 10 years ago. So, and that's how I found out he was gay. Whereas like, oh yeah, he died. Mom was like, oh yeah, he died of AIDS. And I was just like, was he gay? And he's like, oh yeah, everyone knew that. I'm like, well, did no one think to tell the only other gay person in the family?
Maybe. The only person who is gay in that I know of in my family is my uncle, who's married to my aunt. And at the very least, he's bisexual because, I mean, I know he has a thing for men, but he's with my aunt. So, I mean.
Maybe they have an understanding, Adam. You don't know the sexual, I don't know, not proclivities.
I've never asked. I've never even asked if he does stuff with other people on the side, but I just imagine he does.
So now that you're this big, you know, financial mogul with all your investments and your,
I mean, I'm not really,
how much money have you brought in on Dogecoin? I'm just curious.
How much money
have you brought in? Yeah. Just thousands and thousands of dollars. I got a question for you, Adam. We found 40 acres of land, closer to Disney from us, for $40,000, like 40 acres for $40,000.
Oh.
The catch is that 39 of those acres are wetlands, so you can't build on them or anything like that. But I'm thinking, wait, wetlands are protected, which means I'm not paying property taxes on that. So I could own 40 acres, and I would have a buffer around me. I can still go walk out in the... you know what I'm saying? I just can't build. I can still use it as a nature retreat or whatever and like go out and walk in the woods.
When you retire, you and Zach could open up an alligator farm where you invite people, you like do gator tours and you sell
this one over
strawberry
here.
You sell strawberry cobbler.
Strawberry cobbler and gator tail.
And gator tours. Yeah. And you'll be set.
This gator over here, we like to call him
and
Rufus.
And you would love that because you could get one of those boats. You could put a speaker system in it. And you could, you know, tell all kinds of stories. You could
I can make
basically
shit up.
A podcast.
Oh my God, I would be like Big Fatty making daily. Shit up. Like, have you ever taken a car tour with Big Fatty around where he lives where he just makes up stuff about like, well, you see that water way over there? Well, that was destroyed by two hurricanes.
I mean, you and I were together last time we saw him, but I don't know if he lied to us. I just believed everything he said.
Yeah, well, yeah, you should never believe everything that Big Fatty says. For Christmas, I got a 3D printer.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that. You didn't talk about it on the, did you talk about it on the show or
no? Because I had COVID. Like I had COVID over Christmas. So I got a 3D printer for Christmas and I just opened it.
Is it a resin printer?
Yeah, it's a resin printer. I just opened it this past week and I've had some success and some failures at my printing because of they're not well documented. Let me tell you, you have to do a lot of Google reading to figure out why things like the manuals that come with it, like, oh yeah, you just level the build plate and pour the resin in and then go to town. It's like, there's so much more to it. Like, you have to make sure that the slicing program like gives you a big enough base to stick to the build plate. Otherwise you'll end up with a failed print and then you have to basically throw away all the resin that was in the reservoir. Anyway, I got it because I wanted to print 3D characters for D&D. But I think,
oh, maybe you did mention it. Maybe you did.
I think I'm at the point now where I realize what I did wrong was I cleaned out the reservoir with alcohol and I was not supposed to, I feel like I was not supposed to do that because then after that thing started failing. And so I just ordered a new reservoir. It just arrived today. So I will try.
That's how they get you. They don't tell you, so you damage your own equipment.
I know. But the prints that it did make, I don't have them here because I left them at D&D last night. But the prints that I did make were very, very detailed. They were very, I bought a different color resin because I, good night, Kathy Marshall. I bought a different color resin because I had black resin and printing D&D figures in black resin is just really hard to see the detail unless you get them in the corner of the light. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to angle them so that the light hits them right.
Yeah.
So
my,
I got
my kind of woman, Kathy Marshall, having dinner at 10 p.m. I approve.
I guess it is 10 p.m. where she's at.
Yeah.
Oh, you've only got 5 minutes left till your Wordle.
Yeah.
Do you have a haircut tomorrow?
I do not.
What if the word today is hairs?
I mean, I wish I did have a haircut tomorrow because, because if I did, that would be a good thing.
What if the word is hairs?
Who knows? You could open up the JavaScript and see what the next one's going to be.
I don't want to do that. I enjoy. I got my brother playing Wordle now. He got his today in 4 with a lot of hints. And then my sister was playing with my nephew at dinner and they got theirs in 4. You got yours, what, in 3 today?
3.
Yeah. 3 on February 11th. We're now on February 12th here. Today's word. Yeah, it was hard. RT Cruiser. It was ulcer. Ulcer. There's a little gift for those of you in the Pacific time that haven't done Wordle yet.
I watched a YouTube video, Solving Wordle Using Information Theory.
Oh, God. I fell asleep in that video.
A guy wrote an algorithm.
Yeah, I watched it. I fell asleep in that video.
I don't understand the math. So, I understand regular math. Like
no, algebra. he was putting up trigonometry and shit.
It was logarithms and all this stuff. I'm like, okay, but I watched the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It seemed like what he was doing was very smart. Mm-hmm. But when you start talking about logarithms,
yeah,
I'm out.
You're out.
Like I know there's something about like a sine wave or something and like I can't. But I watched the whole thing. I did watch the whole thing.
Why does that matter?
I didn't give up. I stuck with it. It was a 30-minute video. Mm-hmm. And I watched the whole thing, but I still don't understand logarithms.
I'm waiting. Waiting 2 minutes so that you'll get the new one.
2 minutes.
I really do have to pee, though. So I'm going to just go pee. Maybe that'll kill 2 minutes. I'll be right back.
You'll be back in 30 seconds.
Shut up.
If I was going to, you know, I have thought, oh, wouldn't it be cool? But a 3D printer is something that I would buy, unlike the Bartesian, which I actually do use, probably not as often as I should for the amount of money it costs, but I do. In fact, I had one double Amaretto Sour tonight, and I may go pour another drink here in a minute. And I do love gadgets. However, I've never allowed myself to buy a 3D printer because I would use it one time. Be like, oh, that's a cute little trinket, you know, or whatever. And then I would never use it again, like ever. What really interests me, which I'm also not going to buy, is those laser cutters that you can buy. And you get those little sheets of wood and you can make all kinds of things with those really interest me. But I'm not going to buy that either because I'm not a maker. Like, I'm just not a maker. I'm not going to use them. I won't use them. So there's no reason.
That was longer than
30
seconds.
So I won't let myself buy it. That was about a minute.
All right. You know what? It is 12:59 in the East. Come on now. Come on. You're going to flip over any moment. Do you have your opening word ready? Are you prepared? Are you mentally prepared for your opening word, your opening five-letter word? I want to know what your opening word is, Adam. What is your opening word tonight?
Well, it used to be audio, but after I watched that one today,
yep.
I'm going to use their opening word because that's what I used on today's one, and it worked better.
All right, it is now midnight your time. What is the opening word? You're not spoiling anything by giving us your opening word.
Crane. It hasn't refreshed yet.
You know what I had to do? I had to actually go back and go to the New York Times again, to their website. Like, it was caching where I couldn't just refresh it. All right. So, my opening word, I got three letters, not in the right place, but I got three letters. So that's a good start for me. Good start for me with three letters here. I know this is fascinating for those of you listening as we play Riddle.
Oh, I got two.
Oh, so Crane gave you two.
Yeah, only two.
Any of them in the right spot?
No.
No, none of them are in the right spot.
No, none of them were in the right spot.
All right, let's see. I could do this. Oh, wait, what? At RT Cruiser is trying to do something? He's adding you in the chat room? What is that?
What?
He did at Adam Burns UK in the chat room.
Yeah, I see that. I see that. What's he? Is he showing me a shiny?
It's a link or something. Oh, there you go. Got a shiny Pokemon.
Oh, what? Oh, I don't have. I can't do Wordle and that at the same time. But I'm not even in Pokemon. Not.
You got to catch them all. There. You got to catch them all, Adam. Let's see.
Let's see. Nope. I think I missed it already because there's no invite. Give me. I'll do it. Daniel will wait on me. It won't take that long.
I'll wait.
He'll keep doing his and tell me how much.
I don't know if I'm going to continue. I'm trying to. I need. I mean, obviously, it's really boring to the stream to hear me staring at words and not picking one.
Give me a raid. I'm in now. Well, I've got to check this love disc and see.
The love disc.
If it's shiny.
Soon we'll be making another run.
Because I still don't have a shiny love disc. I do not.
The love disc.
There it is.
Promising fun for something for everyone.
So have you asked Zach? Like, is he wanting to go to the fair? I mean, that would be a decision factor right there, or are you thinking you're going to go by yourself?
No, I would go with him. Why wouldn't I go with him?
No, I mean, sometimes you guys do things separately. I mean, I don't, I'm just,
well, I mean, I'm like, going camping next week separately.
Oh, so you guys, you already know that he doesn't want to go.
Yeah, he already said he didn't want to go camping. Let's see. I was going to ask you some questions. Do you know how Scott eats rice?
Scott, which Scott? Because as we mentioned,
Auntie Scott. Do you know how Auntie Scott eats rice?
I don't know, but I want to guess like with Totino's pizza rolls or something.
Ooh, very close, very close. There are four ingredients that Auntie Scott adds to his rice. Four ingredients, Adam. I'm going to say, if I were to go into my kitchen right now, I would have three of those four ingredients.
Is it savory or sweet?
There's a combination. I would say one, two, three of them are savory. One of them is sweet.
I mean, because I eat rice a lot of times with butter and sugar.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Or I used to.
Those are not on his list. Anyone in the chat room, you want to play along, you can do so. What does
how do you know what four ingredients
does Auntie Scott put on his rice?
Is this a cruise video?
What do you mean, how do I know? I just know this. I'm just I'm a very smart person and I know things.
I mean, and how did it come up?
Poppy seed. No, I'm sorry. Poppy seed's not one of the four things that he's puts on his rice.
Soy sauce?
Yes. Soy sauce is one of them. Soy sauce is absolutely one of them. What is another one?
Sesame oil.
Ooh, no, sorry. Sorry. Nope. Nope. Not onion. Not sesame oil. Nope.
Like mirin?
What the fuck is mirin? Helen? Helen mirin?
I guess mirin wouldn't be like, I think that's like a rice wine or something.
Cinnamon. No, it's not cinnamon crone, but thank you for guessing.
Garlic?
Nope, not garlic. I'm going to...
Ginger?
No. One of them is sweet. What's the... if you want to guess the sweet one, I'll tell you the other two savory ones. Sweet. What sweet does he put on his... it's not poly grip. What sweet ingredient does he
plum
put?
Plum sauce or duck sauce.
Oh, no. Think not as sweet. Not as sweet, but still, you know, on the sweet side. But not super sweet.
Balsamic vinegar. I don't know.
Balsamic's
like
sweet?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
All right. He puts soy sauce.
Honey.
No. Soy sauce, cottage cheese.
Sweet cheese?
Sweet relish. And peanuts, salted peanuts.
And what does this go with? Is this like a dish all in itself?
Yeah, he puts it on his rice. He puts it on his rice.
No, I got that, but I'm saying like...
That's what he puts on his rice. Those four things are what he puts. Soy sauce.
Yeah, but normally when you eat rice, you're eating rice as a side dish.
Wait, hold on. I got this wrong. I do not put it on rice. What do you put it on? Auntie Scott is saying, I do not. What do you mean you don't put it on nothing? I know things because I know things. And I'm not going to give
away.
So
you're not telling us how you know, you know this?
Oh, a cottage cheese dish. All right. So soy sauce, cottage cheese, sweet relish, and peanuts.
It's probably good. I mean, it sounds strange.
Do you want to know another fun fact about Auntie Scott?
Sure.
He is not a typical bald man who was hairy all over. He's only has excess hair in his nostrils and ears.
Is this on IMDb or something?
Yes, it is part of his IMDb. It's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Voice actor who only has hair on his nostrils and ears. Mm-hmm. With a ponytail and likes a cottage cheese dish with peanuts and Worcestershire. No, that's not right. No. But
there you go. I mean, I could tell you other fun facts about Auntie Scott, but I feel like, you know.
Where are you getting these fun facts?
What are you talking about? I just know things. I just, I'm, you know.
You're getting them from somewhere.
What are you talking about? You're
literally looking down at something as you're telling me these
much like Alexa, like, you know, can guess things in 20 guesses. I just, it's on her YouTube. She just posted this this evening on YouTube.
Oh,
five weird things about me for Donna. Oh. Okay. He posted on you. What? Oh my God.
Yeah. We even changed it to, instead of Auntie Vera, we changed it to Auntie Scott.
Yes. But I didn't.
You should respect people's pronouns, Daniel.
But as a gay man, I think you should be fine being called her or she or he. And it's like, I don't think it should matter. What's her problem? I say that about guys all the time. What's her problem?
Do you ever call me she?
I do.
Do you?
Oh, she thinks she's got a good podcast. No, I'm just kidding.
She doesn't.
What's she playing today? What's she going to play on her show? What's the outro today? Probably not me.
I can't believe that's so important to you.
Why? I listen to your show every day, all the way through.
Yeah.
And I enjoy hearing my voice at the end going, oh, look.
It's just like, it's so on your mind. I bet every day when you're listening, you're like,
I do. I wonder
which one he's going to use.
Uh-huh. I do.
What he's going
to
do.
That's how I spend the entire 9 to 11 minutes of your show is thinking, I wonder which outro he's going to play today.
Well, let's see. Yesterday he used Sarah.
Yesterday he used Scott. Today.
Yeah.
Better be me. And I do that. I do that every day.
Huh.
I think we've exhausted everything. I think we've killed everyone.
We did quite a bit. It is shorter. It will be shorter than normal, but I feel like putting two of them I feel like putting pre and post show, although I'm fine with it. Mm-hmm. I feel like it will end up being a shorter file altogether. Cause I don't think we can do the amount of time we do in the pre-show and the amount of time in the post show.
That's fine.
As rambling, you know?
I mean, if you want to keep rambling, I mean, I'm fine to keep rambling. That doesn't bother me at all.
Oh, no, I don't. I'm okay with anything. I don't have anything tomorrow, so I can stay on for a little while longer. Or if you want to go, I can also. Oh, no, I saw Cynthia looking with a bad looking face.
Who is Cynthia?
Carson and Cynthia, Carson's friend.
Oh, that's right. You need to find out. Tell me. I'm not.
No.
I'm not going to tell you.
I can't, and Mark's asleep, so we won't be watching it until tomorrow. Auntie Scott said stay on a while. So why don't we stay until 1:30?
I am so confused. Did Ron Perlman just have a grandchild, or is that an older picture?
He didn't text me to tell me.
Ron Perlman didn't text you to let you know?
No.
Okay.
Ron and Barbara are good friends.
Oh, you know Barbara?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she she actually taught a cousin of mine piano.
Really?
Yeah, and...
really?
Yeah,
well, you know Barbara Perlman is well-known for the piano.
Well, you know, she played at the Methodist Church for a really long time.
Wow.
She had to stop, you know, due to, like, celebrity stuff.
Yes, because being the wife of Ron Perlman... made her famous.
I mean, right. Mm-hmm. Well, they're constantly having to go to
soirees
and stuff, you know? Yeah. And so she couldn't keep up her piano playing, but she still teaches on the side. Do not eat more than 2 sugar-free candies.
I don't know. I would eat 0 sugar-free candies. What's the point?
You know, I think I'm impervious because I don't know.
You know what I would rather have if my choice is sugar-free candies or anything else? I would take cheese. It's just like, cheese is better than sugar-free candy.
I know, because you're a keto fiend.
That is correct.
But, you know, the those fat-free... or was it zero calorie?
Yeah.
Chips that they used to have.
Yes, made with.
That wasn't zero calorie. It must have been fat free.
Made with olestra. Yes.
Yeah, we're like go. Everybody's like, oh my god, it gives me diarrhea. Oh, it makes me leak.
Mm-hmm.
Like all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I ate those all the time. No problems.
No anal leakage.
No problems at all.
Mm-hmm.
Now I do have. I want to say, and I feel like I must have gotten this from my mother. My mother has a very. She has upset stomach all the time. Like she, you know, they can't diagnose it. It's probably like IBS or something.
Mm-hmm.
So she's always, and I will find that after I eat things.
Do you feel that IBS is just hard to diagnose?
I think so. I think it's just one of those catch-alls that they don't know what you have. So they say, oh, you've got IBS. Oh, you have a lot of diarrhea and farts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. IBS, you know, but. I also will get not as much as my mom, but I will get an upset stomach quite often after I eat things. So there again, I don't know if I really had no problem or it was just like my normal, like I was having a problem, but I didn't know. I'm starting to think I may be lactose intolerant a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't know though, but it doesn't matter. I can live with it is what I'm saying. If I enjoy the food and I have a little diarrhea afterwards, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
If I really like the food and it tastes good, bring on the diarrhea.
Bring it on. More, better. You know what? Give me extra diarrhea. I'm looking now on the open table. I realized that I needed to, I should probably give a location here. So I, tonight when I was out with my family, at dinner, I was like, hey, I'm going to go see the Cirque du Soleil show, on my birthday weekend. Does anybody else want to go? And so, yeah, now we have seven, we have a group of seven going on my birthday weekend to, Cirque du Soleil's Drawn to Life, their new, show over there. And, I was trying to find dinner reservations at Disney Springs. Looks like.
Where is the Cirque du Soleil show? Is it in? Does Disney have Cirque du Soleil
in
one of Disney, their theaters? Or?
Yeah, it's at Disney Springs.
Oh,
so it's at Disney Springs.
I love a Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, this one is a an absolute
another Florida super spreader.
Right, well, clearly Auntie Scott was not here for my whole big diatribe, as we've already established. There are enough antibodies. I am the cure. I'm not the cure. I am like, if you want to be immunized and you don't want to get a shot, just let me breathe on you. There are that many antibodies in my body right now from having the vaccines and the booster and the COVID. I am so antibodied up right now. I am just, I'm my own walking immunization. But the restaurant that my sister wants to eat at is the Boathouse, and they don't take reservations for like larger than four on their website. So I have to call them on the telephone.
I'm sure it's not the same restaurant, but I was trying to think. I'm pretty sure when I used to visit my grandparents
in
Washington.
A shadowy world.
In fact, I have to call
for a reservation.
I know that when I used to visit my grandparents in Washington, it can't be the same. Oh no, it wasn't the Boathouse.
I did.
It was the Boat Shed.
Oh, well, that's not a Disney.
Different restaurant.
I'm trying to get a reservation at Disney. I mean, there's some good choices. There's some good choices here. We could go with Maria and Enzo's. We could go with the Edison, Morimoto Asia. Raglan Road. Oh, theirs is only at 3:00. We can go to Wolfgang Puck. We could go to Paradiso's 37. We can go to Rick Bayless's restaurant, which I like a lot, Mexican restaurant. I think that's it. As far as Disney Springs goes. Yeah, we can go to Whataburger.
Yeah, here's the menu. It's located at 101 Shore Drive, Bremerton, Washington.
Ooh, we could go to Blue Zoo. That's Todd.
Yeah, they still exist.
It's Todd English's restaurant, although it's nowhere near Disney Springs.
My grandparents no longer exist, but the restaurant does.
But the restaurant does.
Yeah, still there.
It's amazing how that happens.
Yeah.
Did I mention what a ugly color of green it was that they put on my mom's house?
Yeah, you did. Was it? I know you said mint, but I saw somebody posted on Twitter the other day. Somebody posted one of those avocado green stoves.
Yeah.
And we used to have that when I was growing up. Our refrigerator and our stove was avocado green.
If you scroll up in the chat room, Cyclone posted a paint sample thing of green. And I would say it is very much in the maybe just even a little lighter than the Bear Spice Garden. So the Spice Garden from Bear, it was like this sickeningly pale green. Like, why did you paint over all the bricks with green? That's just.
Oh, I didn't even realize that was paint swatches. Yeah. Bear.
The second one. The
Spice Garden. No, I don't think that's primer. I think someone actually wanted their house to be that color. I've seen houses that color before.
That's hideous. It's hideous, Adam.
I bet you that is not a primer.
Hideous.
Because primer is usually white.
Oh, didn't you? Weren't you going to do some Pokemon thing with RT Cruiser? Did you?
I did already.
Oh, you did. Did you win?
Yeah. Did I win? We defeated the, yeah, we won the raid. Yes.
Are you watching the curling?
I'm not. In fact, I'm only watching the figure skating, and apparently I know who won gold already. So now it's like, should I watch? Have you ever? Okay. Here's something about figure skating.
What?
And then you can tell me what you were going to say about curling.
Okay.
You know how they're like, oh, he just did a triple Suzuki.
Mm-hmm.
And then now he's going for a quad Suzuki. And you look at it and you're like, how are they counting that? They look exactly the same to me. Like, how do they know the difference between a triple? I understand, in theory, that one is three and one is four.
Mm-hmm.
But to the layman, when you're looking at it, I cannot tell how many flips or twirls.
Yeah, but I feel like they know the program. Like I think the skaters have to turn in their program to the judges. Right. And then,
even though they know, they'll be like, oh, nope, that was a triple. It was supposed to be a quad. There's going to be some point deductions.
But
there.
I'm just saying, that's what they do for a living, right? Like, someone could say the same thing about you, right? Like, they could look at, I don't know, some Python script or some whatever that you write. And they're like, that is all Greek to me. I have no idea what that is. But because you know what it is, you recognize it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just these people are really good at what they're doing. By the way, curling, U.S. had their second curling victory on Friday.
Oh, cool.
Dominant in the team's 9-7 win over Great Britain, closing out the nail biter effortlessly in the 10th.
Oh, you know, Great Britain's never been great at curling.
They don't have enough ice over there. They don't. That's what it is. They don't have enough ice over there. Let me tell you, Adam, curling... You should watch it.
Daniel, I know I've seen curling. Try Guys did a video on curling.
Chess on ice.
It's basically looks, you know what it looks like to me?
No.
It looks like, is it shuffleboard or air hockey?
It's shuffleboard.
Where you're trying to get your puck in a certain position and people can knock you out of the way.
That is shuffleboard, yes.
And get your points, basically. Mm-hmm. They can just knock your... That's basically what curling is. They throw this big... They don't even throw
it's called a rock.
They push this rock. They don't throw it. It's too heavy.
It's called a
rock.
They
push it, and then they sweep in front of it to give it more momentum or something?
To adjust the steering of it, because they're trying to get it... Into, no, you put the rock in the house, Cyclone. You get it to that's how you can steer it as well as control, like how you want to slow it down. Because what you want is you want it to land at a certain spot at the end.
Yeah. Wait, air hockey is similar. Not air hockey. No. Shuffleboard is.
Shuffleboard.
There's, okay, the grandparents of my cousins.
Yes.
Had a basement.
Mm-hmm. And they played shuffleboard in the basement?
Where they had a bar.
Yeah.
And they had a pool table. And they had an air shuffleboard. So like air hockey, but shuffleboard. And we would play that. So it's basically the same thing. So there was a sand. You'd put the sand to make it, you know, glide better. And then and you push your puck and you're trying to get it to. But you can't. You don't want it to go too far because if you do, it'll fall in the ditch. I don't think that's what they called it. But there's like this ditch all the way around.
Yeah.
And that seems very similar to me to curling.
All right. Right in the first sentence, Cyclone, the curling stone or rock. It can be either one. She don't put the stone in the house. She put the rock in the house. That's what they call the goal, Adam, the house. You want to put the rock in the house.
Yeah, it was just like this. I'm going to copy
now, when
this.
When I lived in Connecticut, I'm pretty sure I brought this up on a dubious intent back then. When I was seriously considered joining a curling team when I was up in Connecticut.
That is what my grandparents of my cousins had. Yes. Air shuffleboard.
Okay, air shuffleboard. Wait, is it air or is that just polished wood and it's just a table shuffleboard?
It's actually just polished wood.
Yeah, okay.
But, yeah, that's what they had. And there was, yeah, you would just try to get them within a, you know, if you go too far, they fall in that little.
Did you not realize at the time that you'd be like, if I'm really good at this, I could be an Olympic.
I could be an Olympic curler.
Athlete. I could be an Olympic athlete.
No, I did not realize that at the time, but we would always go downstairs and.
You could have
pickle juice shots.
Had you done that, Adam, had you become a curler, a Olympic athlete, you would have been able to, you know, potentially have sex with Tom Daley.
I mean, I don't know.
Because at Olympic Village, they're humping and bumping all over that Olympic Village.
Maybe. I mean, you know, maybe.
He's
attractive.
They all go to the same. Same party.
He's too busy knitting.
Yeah, isn't his boyfriend like way older than him too?
Dustin Lance Black.
Yeah, isn't he like 70?
He's in his 40s.
I mean, you know, I'm not saying that. I mean, my boyfriend is 20 years younger than me. So, by the way, I looked today. I looked for flowers for Valentine's Day, which we're not flower people, but I'm just like, oh, you know what? It would be nice to send some flowers to Zach on Valentine's Day while I'm thinking about it. Let me just check on that. Like, there's no florist near us that has any availability on Monday. You can't even go pick them up at their store. Like, they're completely sold out of, like, everything.
Oh.
So I guess
I don't know what I'm getting, Mark. We normally just, like, as I said on my show, we normally just buy something for the house or go on a trip or something like that. And
a cactus?
He even said to me last night, are we getting each other anything for Valentine's Day? I don't know.
Our anniversary was on anything? The 4th, and so I feel like that's close enough. That's close enough to Valentine's Day. We're just not gonna do it. We're not gonna play those games, Adam.
I never want to go out to eat or something like that on Valentine's Day because everybody does it and everything's so busy.
That's why I want to go to the fair, get that fair food.
And
that good old fair food.
I mean, because nobody's going to go to the fair for Valentine's Day. That's
the thing. I want the fair food without going to the fair. Like I want Uber Eats to go to all these booths and get me the fair food and then bring it to me because I don't want to deal with that whole parking and standing in line.
Do you guys have what's that one they use in California? We don't have it here, but there's a delivery service that
we have
where they'll pick up anything for you. It's just like,
yeah, heroin, meth. They're not going to pick up anything. Loaded
instant
guns.
Cart. Well, Instant Cart is maybe one of them, but there's one that everyone's always talking about.
DoorDash.
Not DoorDash. It doesn't matter. There's
TaskRabbit.
No, not Grubhub, not TaskRabbit. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to think of it. I'm not going to think of it. It's fine. We can move on.
Penny for your thoughts. Don't know.
Maybe I'll Google it. Delivery
in California. I'm sure it'll be a very small list. Delivery service in California. 1-800-DELIVERY. Do you remember them? Fortune V, Mr.
Postmates.
Postmates.
I think, isn't Postmates the one where they'll basically bring you anything? It's not just restaurants. No, you could just be like, hey, I want a Twinkie. And a hammer.
I want a Twinkie and some lube.
An anal doucher. And then they'll go and pick up all three of those things. Oh, and a burger, a slam burger from Denny's. And they'll go to each of the places.
Oh.
Let me tell you. It's Postmates.
We, on my anniversary, remember I said I wanted pancakes the next day? And I should have brought this up on the show. Because you recommended...
No, I said don't go to McDonald's.
You recommended that I go to Cracker Barrel.
No, I didn't. Someone in the chat room did. Lamont or someone. It was not.
Let me tell you, that Cracker Barrel was shit. So much. I was like, I called. No, I didn't even call. I went online.
I did not recommend Cracker Barrel. If you go back and listen, it was the chat room.
You were the one that said, oh, they have curbside.
I said, don't go to McDonald's.
They have curbside. You can go to Cracker Barrel. They have curbside. So, see? See?
No, Cyclones. I did not recommend Cracker Barrel.
Oh, do I have to roll back the tapes?
Yeah, roll back the tape. I guarantee you it came from the chat room.
Roll back the tapes. Let's see.
The chat room said Cracker Barrel, and I said, oh, yeah, they probably have it as well. They have good breakfast. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, I did not recommend it. I said, oh, and they have, I agreed with the person in the chat room, but I did not recommend. I've never had pancakes at Cracker Barrel. So
here's the thing. This is what happened. I ordered it on their app. I went down there at the prescribed time. They had texted me and said, hey, when you arrive, click on this link to let us know you're here. Yeah. I clicked on that link. It launched a little website, you know, a little web page where I put in the parking number I was in and I described my vehicle and I said, yes. And they said, no problem. It'll be out post haste. I waited for 10 minutes before I called the restaurant phone number. And I'm like, I've been waiting out here for a while. What spot are you in? What's your name? And then I'll be right out. So we'd been sitting inside.
Yeah.
Because the restaurant doesn't know how to use the online system or whatever, right? And you're supposed to call their phone number. And so by the time my pancakes were cold and I didn't...
They were probably still better than McDonald's, but...
What do you have against McDonald's pancakes?
They're not good.
When was the last time you had a McDonald's pancake?
I don't know, but they're not good.
They look delicious.
They're not.
How do you know? When would you have?
I know.
How can you mess up a pancake?
First of all, Mark hates them.
Okay.
And he has had them recently, and he said they were disgusting. And I remember the last time I did have them, which I don't know when that was, but they were plasticky. Not plastic, but like... very like chewy, tough, kind of like they had been shipped to them in a box and they didn't even cook them there at the store. Like they were, it was like a boxed pancake. Like they had taken a frozen pancake and just warmed it up.
Mm-hmm. See, Auntie Scott had McDonald's pancakes about a month ago. I'm saying I've only heard good things about McDonald's pancakes.
You can't compare a McDonald's pancake to someplace like IHOP or Denny's or Waffle House that specialize in cooking those things for you. I mean, it's just not.
I would say if I'm going to go again, I would go to IHOP. But again, I just don't like eating in a restaurant with breakfast people because breakfast people annoy me. And I don't want those people, you know, breakfast people, they're the ones that like have the perpetual frown on their face and they're just like, coffee, give me coffee. I need coffee. I need lots of coffee. And I'm just like, I think it's.
Who hurt you?
PTSD from me working breakfast for years as a waiter back after high school. So I just don't like breakfast people.
I,
I'm happy eating breakfast at like noon or one or something like that. But I, you know, those breakfast people that get up there. Yeah.
I like breakfast at McDonald's, but I like their biscuit sandwiches. So like, you know, bacon, egg, and cheese. I like their chicken biscuit.
Now, Cyclone, I could do French toast
hash browns
in our air fryer. I could do air fryer French toast.
But I don't like, when I've had them, I don't like their pancakes.
I mean, I could make pancakes.
Yeah.
But I don't have those ingredients sitting here because we're on a keto diet. So it's like those things aren't in my house.
Oh my God, we know you're on a keto diet.
What? Wait, what does that mean?
We know. Trust.
What? Oh, well, I'm so sorry that I talk so much about my diet. It's fine. I do a podcast 5 days a week about my diet.
No, I get it. I'm just saying, we know you're on a, we all know, we're intimately aware.
Whatever. Have I ever said that you should go on a diet? A keto diet? It's like
Cyclone says, Daniel.
Yeah.
You're on keto?
Yeah, exactly. He didn't know. It's news to him.
That's a joke.
What are you talking about? That's not a joke. That's sincere.
You're like, oh yeah, we just rubbed butter all over ourselves because we're on keto.
That's right.
I just drink heavy cream right here. Give me a
matter of fact. After this, when we're done,
I've got some ribeye bits.
That's
over
right.
Here.
I got half a ribeye downstairs. It's like I'm gonna go get that. I'm gonna put some clotted cream on it. Just I have ribeye and clotted cream. That's gonna be my dinner.
Why don't add some butter as well?
With some blue cheese. You know what? At Carrabba's, which again, I'm annoyed that we went to Carrabba's. It's like, this is what happens with my family is they'll be like, oh yeah, we want to do a dinner together.
They don't know you're on keto?
No, we want to do a dinner together. And so I suggested like five restaurants that were not chains, like they were like local restaurants that were really good and that met all the requirements. And then my sister-in-law was like, I want to do something closer. And it's like everything I mentioned was like within 10 miles of her house. So it wasn't like a massive effort. And so we, you know, what's close to them? Carrabba's and Outback. So it's just like, okay, well, I guess Carrabba's then.
Wouldn't Outback have been a better choice for you since you're doing keto? Because Carrabba's is Italian, so most of the stuff would be pasta. So wouldn't you have more choices at Outback?
No, actually, Carrabba's has a surprisingly a surprising amount of food on the menu at Carrabba's is absolutely keto. All of their grilled chicken stuff, like the stuffed grilled chickens and the chickens with the mushroom sauces and stuff like that, those are all keto. Their steak.
Don't they come with either pasta or mashed potatoes?
No, they come with two sides and you can, I chose broccoli and sauteed spinach. Those are my two sides.
Yeah. I think rather than it being my mom, you know, you ask what they want to eat and she either wants like Olive Garden or not that I hate, I like Olive Garden, but I mean, either Olive Garden or Golden Corral.
She likes the all you can eat salad and breadsticks.
They like the Golden Corral. My stepdad will go to Golden Corral on Sundays and get one meal and put food in there for both of them.
They
charge you by the weight though at Golden Corral. I don't know if you knew that, but if you get it to go, they charge you by weight.
Oh,
so they,
like your
they
weight, like food. They weigh you and no, they go like, no, you're
they
a fat.
No, they weigh the food. They weigh the food.
I'm sorry, sir. You're over our weight limit. We're going to have to charge you more.
I mean, can you imagine that you're buying your food by the pound at a restaurant? They're just like,
I like to buy my food in bulk. It's what I like to do. That's how I make sure that I get a good value.
Anyway, we're past 1:30.
Yeah, so, we're done. We're done. Let's just say goodnight, Adam. Adam, say goodnight to the chat room.
Goodnight, chat room.
Goodnight, chat room. Thank you for being here. I may or may not be here next week, so I don't know if there's going to be a show next week. I will know when I call the campground tomorrow and see if they have availability. If they don't have availability, then I'll be here.
He's going to post in level 13 to let everyone know.
I will still be on keto. Thank you, Andy Scott. All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night.